I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Visitors hoping to drive to the top of Pikes Peak will see early closures this month thanks to construction on a new summit house. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
The highway's uphill gate will close an hour early each day between June 25th and June 28th while crews deliver construction materials. Contractor G.E. Johnson has been working on excavation and preparing to lay the foundation at the site. Jack Glavin is manager of Pikes Peak America's Mountain.
So we have a critical summer here where we have a lot of construction, need to complete the building, dry it in by October so crews can work on the interior during the winter and then open up fall of 2020.
Due to limited parking at the summit, most visitors are required to park midway up the mountain and take a shuttle to the top. Travel on Pikes Peak will also be limited Friday and this weekend for preparations related to the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, which takes place at the end of the month. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Colorado has surpassed $1 billion in tax revenue from marijuana sales. That's since recreational use of the drug was legalized in 2014. The Colorado Department of Revenue says sales since legalization have topped $6.5 billion, generating $1.02 billion from taxes, licenses, and fees. The state has more than 2,900 licensed marijuana businesses and more than 41,000 licensed workers in the industry. Marijuana revenue funds a variety of public health programs in the state. This is KRCC News.